You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Come on. Steps were taken, plans set in motion, and the strong and powerful Juan Lee is here on Lifeblood Complete. Welcome, Juan.
Thank you for having me.
Excited to have you on. Juan is a transformational speaker, thought leader, and author. He is the founder and executive director of Clear Journey, a nonprofit organization, helping people with financial literacy and know-how and getting their lives in the direction that they want to get them in. His newest book is Love Made Simple. It is a guide to inner peace, contentment, and success. Juan, tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Hey, all righty. I really appreciate it. Thank you. I guess the conclusion to your introduction there is that I'm currently living a life of contentment, peace, and having all of my needs met. That's the primary thing that I've been on a journey to understand about life. And so I guess my story starts a little bit back when I was in high school, or actually in school in general, because I had an undiagnosed learning disability. And as a result, it put me in special education all the way through my education. My public education. Well, actually, I didn't live in public because I actually went to private schools and all that through the process, but it always led to the same type of conclusion. And I ended up in graduating from high school when I was 17 years old, and I was totally confused. I mean, I was basically, you know, frustrated, had no directions. I was looking for directions. And there was none for me. And I'd been in church and religion all my life, and things just didn't add up. Things just did not add up for me. I did not know what my problem was. My learning disability wasn't diagnosed until I was 37 years old. So when I graduated from high school at 17, I joined the Air Force. And it was at that point that I really began to understand what love is. And I know this sounds kind of contradiction, but what it was is that it showed me how when people come together with one mission, one objective, one goal, with the right attitude, that they can accomplish anything. And that was basically the learning that I realized, that it was the attitude of love. We all had that same passion to be successful because of our mission. And it was to defend the country. And I began to see what love looked like. And I think that was the pivotal point for me to begin to on my journey to really understand life, because the military and the light and life in general is so much similar, so similar, because we basically need each other. We have to get an idea in life that we have to come together if we're planning to be successful. And I think that was the thing that really began to resonate with me, was that we require unity to be successful in life. And that's where love came in. Love was the answer to my problems, my situations, my circumstances, and how to use love no matter what the situation was, no matter what the situation, how it presents itself, finding out those attitudes of love to institute, to basically put into place in any given time. And that's where I spent probably the better part of the last 20 years living the life and trying to understand life. And what the book Love Made Simple is basically my story of how I allowed love to direct me and led me to a place where I am right now. And that's a place of peace, contentment with all my needs met. That's an abbreviated story.
Well, that is a beautiful thing right there. And certainly something I aspire to. I learned about, and it's not, well, I did learn about the practice of contentment probably 10 years ago. And when you learn about it, you're like, well, this seems pretty obvious, but it's not obvious, you know, in unless you get exposed to it. So I certainly appreciate being in a place and something that I aspire to of peace, love, and contentment. So I appreciate you sharing that story. Do you think that you had, were there people in the Air Force at that time that you were close with or working with that were really unique individuals, or is this an experience that a lot of people were having or had or having?
No, it was, I'll be honest with you, there was a culmination of everything that I was going through in my life and the experiences that I was having, because when I went into the Air Force, I was totally lost. Hmm. Totally lost. I had low self-esteem. I was defeated. I went into the Air Force just to survive. And that in of itself was a miracle in a sense, because I had no idea that I was going to be able to get into the Air Force. You know, I took this 4-hour exam, and you know, at the time and still today, I mean, the Air Force is at the top of the crate, you know, at the top of the list there.
Right.
And I got in, they told me I could get in. And the thing about it is that it didn't matter where you fell in the pecking order. You were in the Air Force and we were all one. Now, not to separate us from the different branches, we all have different purpose for national defense, but you know, I learned going into the Air Force that it was, you know, we were one. And that's what we did. So it didn't matter what your job was. We were all trying to accomplish the same mission, whether or not you were a pilot or you were the person who, you know, kept the barracks clean. You know, we were in it together.
I love it. So what was your learning disability? Or is?
I'm glad you said that. I have a memory deficiency. Huh. And so when it came to trying to retain anything, or it comes to retaining anything, I have to do it over and over and over and over and over again. So learning is very difficult, because it's not like I can just read one thing one time and it sticks. I have to process it, literally process it and apply it to actually become, you know, that I could, you know, say that I've learned it.
What an amazing metaphor or analogy for human beings in general is that we must do things over and over and over and over again if we hope to learn them. But you've taken the time to write this book, I imagine, in hopes of helping people skip those steps of having to make those mistakes on your own so we can get a little farther.
Absolutely. I want to have this opportunity to commend you in demonstrating love. I had listened to your podcast that you initially made the name change of your podcast. Hmm. And you, in the process of doing that, demonstrated the 3 C's of love. And you did it remarkably well. And I would like to just acknowledge the fact that you are an example that I would love to use for the future in demonstrating what love is all about, because you nailed it in your expression of changing the name of your podcast.
Well, thank you. What are the three C's?
The first one is that you were in, or love is, and I'll allow you to see this, a chameleon. The ability to adapt and blend in for success, so that success will occur. With the situation that you had run into, it was an opportunity for you to blend in and to be aware and, you know, of someone else's situation.
Big news! The sale of the season is here. It's Wayfair's Black Friday sale, and it's on now. Right now, get up to 80% off everything home and everything you need for the season ahead. Save on quality furniture for every room in the house. Essentials for the guest room, whether it's new bedding or a new mattress. Kitchen and dining must-haves for all your hosting needs. And seasonal home finds like throw pillows and decor. Or favorites that you'll use all year long. And with amazing doorbuster deals from November 27th through December 2nd, you can shop the things you love at even lower prices at Wayfair. Plus, you can sit back and relax with Wayfair's fast and easy shipping. Everything home comes straight to your home. And the best part? Free delivery just in time for the holidays. This Black Friday, Wayfair deals are bigger and better than ever. There's no place like home for the holidays. And no place like Wayfair for Black Friday savings. So don't wait. Black Friday ends soon. Shop Wayfair's Black Friday sale now and save up to 80% off at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
And then be receptive to that situation. So the conduit is and not the conduit, but the chameleon does just that. They adapt, they blend in, and they just ensure that success occurs. And then the second one is that it's a conduit. Love is a conduit. And it's very interesting because you had a middle person in between this situation. And that was the connection that you had to that concern. And so love is that conduit. It allows us to flow back and forth. And then ultimately it's a choice. And this is where it really separates most of us, because it's a choice that nobody could force you to do it. Nobody could make you do it. But nobody could stop you from doing it either. And you made the choice to do it. So that just magnifies what love is all about.
I like
it. Caring for everybody that's concerned.
Chameleon, so conduit,
and
choice.
That's the whole thing.
Yeah.
So
it strikes me that your book has probably always been timely and important, but certainly today, when it seems like we're more divisive than ever before, what can somebody expect, or rather, what are you hoping that people get out of reading it?
You know, I guess the first thing is that we need to realize that we need each other. We have to stop the divisiveness. We have to realize that we are all living this life experience. And we have a responsibility, not only to ourselves, but to humanity and as a whole. That we need to know that we need each other. And love is the system for life. It's the thing that connects us. It's the thing that allows us to know that we're in this thing together. And so that's the first thing. We've got to get away from the selfishness and understand that we need each other.
Yeah, it does strike me that that there's a lot of that going on. So, and that we are all in this together. Do you feel like I don't want to put words in your mouth, but it seems like you're potentially at a rock bottom when you entered the Air Force, when you got into the Air Force, or you made the decision to try to get into the Air Force, and you did. Do we need to find rock bottom a lot of the time before we actually start making real change?
No, to be honest with you, that's the mission of Clear Journey, the nonprofit, is that we want to be able to give people a clear pathway so that they don't have to hit rock bottom. See, if you can get this system of love in place in your life as soon as you can, then life changes. The perspective on life changes. See, we are taught to be selfish. And so if we can get that out of our minds and begin to change and see that my success is rooted in the success of the person next to me. I need you. You need me. And when we gather that, the earlier we gather that, the better we are as we pursue our dreams and our ambitions, our desires and our goals, to know that everybody is in play. Everybody, not just one or two. That was one of the messages I was hoping that we learned as a society over this, and the world, because of the pandemic that we've been through, still going through, is that we realize that there is no little views and big eyes. We need everybody. Everybody is important, necessary, and they have what is sufficient for our time.
Everybody is important, and they have what is sufficient for our time. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Tell me about that some more, about that they have what's sufficient for our time.
In the sense that we're all original. We are all original, and we have something to offer. So regardless as to, and the thing about it is that we're here at the same time. That means that we are here to accomplish something collectively, not just something singularly and individually. We develop ourselves so that we can give ourselves, so that we can share it to make humanity better. Not so that we can just put a plaque up on the wall. It's for humanity's sake.
I like it. And that really resonates with me. What you were talking about when you were talking about the Air Force and everybody working together with that common interest of keeping the country safe. Do you feel like, or what can people do? What can I do as an individual to remind myself that we all do have this common interest?
You know, as I sit here and I'm speaking with you, I'm looking out my window and I see nature. And nature is something that is very dependent. It's a cycle. And we're no different than that. We're a cycle. We are a part of something bigger than ourselves. To think that, you know, we don't need each other is something that we've been taught. All we have to do is look outside and see how we need each other. We're neighbors. We're co-workers. We all understand that we have something in common. And so I think the first thing that we have to do is to realize that this thing that we're going to call life is bigger than us. We're just a part of it. You know, we're right here in time. We're the benefactors of someone else's labor. We normally call them the past. you know, those people in the past. They've built and laid this foundation, and now we're here. And going forward, we have the opportunity to be that to the next generation. And when we decide that, what is it that we want to be remembered for? What is it? That's what we want to pass on to the next generation, that we can continue humanity into the next generation. So just look and see, just open your eyes and realize that there's something greater than just yourself, and that we have a tremendous part. We have this opportunity to influence and to affect not only the present, but the future, that will allow humanity to grow and to advance and to continue.
That is about as well said as I think you can say it. Very, very profound. Just looking outside and appreciating that, you know, we go through seasons, and obviously it's spring, summer, winter, fall, and that happens every year. But for us as a human being, it's birth, youth, manhood or womanhood, old age, and death, and all together we're all going through that, and we're benefiting from those who came before us and built the bridges for us to get across dangerous places, and we then have the choice to continue that work or to be selfish and to not continue that work. So I think that's wonderful and beautiful. So thank you for sharing that.
And one thing I said in my book, I break down the concepts and the attitudes and the characteristics of love, based on stages in your life, as teenagers, young adults, and seniors, because we have levels of success. We should be successful in those stages in life. You know, it's just not we're looking to get to a place. We're there, wherever you are. If you're a teenager, be successful. Understand what it is that you have to do in that stage so that you can be a successful young adult, so that you can then develop and then move into adulthood and then be successful in that stage, so that when you reach that senior age, that you're successful in that senior age. And when that time has come, you've left a legacy that can be a benefit to humanity for the next generation.
Again, wonderfully said. I love it. Well, Juan, thank you so much for coming on. Where can people learn more about you? How can they engage with you? And where can they get a copy of Love Made Simple?
Well, I mean, I'm on Facebook at Juan Lee Author. I'm on IG also, Juan Lee Author. You can reach out on Twitter at Love Made Simple. And by all means, LinkedIn, Juan Lee. And you can go to my website, juanleetheauthor.com, and you can actually pick up a digital ebook of Love Made Simple there, or you can go on and to get it from a hard copy from Amazon or wherever your local or your favorite bookstore is. It's out there. And I would suggest, and I'm offering this to any of your listeners, if you just send me an email, info at Juan Lee the Author. I have a newsletter. I call it the Flash Report. I will send you that also. And again, all of these things, if you decide to pick up a copy of this, it's to support the nonprofit Clear Journey so that we can bring clarity to young people's lives.
Love it. Well, if you enjoyed this as much as I did, show Juan your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. You can find Juan on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn. I'll list all those in the notes. And go to juanleetheauthor.com, pick up a digital copy of the book, or pick up a hard copy wherever you buy your books, and get signed up for the newsletter as well. Thanks again, Juan.
Thank you, and I appreciate it.
And until next time, like we've been talking about, keep fighting the good fight. We are all in this together.